And in Africa.
Hello, Onyeche. I'm Heather Maxwell from VOA Africa's English to Africa service on the Voice of America in Washington. Today is jam-packed with great music, fresh news from the continent, and an exclusive interview from the all-girls startup band, The Flower Project. Don't worry about tomorrow. Learn about Makossa. Awesome. And one icon of that Cameroonian style who celebrates his 50th anniversary in music this year with a new album. Also, listen to the top two songs currently dominating the airwaves in Bamako, Mali. And my music selections for today are awesome, too. They're from Cameroon and Kenya, of course, but also from Ghana, Guinea, Mali, and Nigeria. Now, the Makossa icon from Cameroon will be presented in the middle of the hour by guest journalist Ate Francis. He's right there on the ground in Yaoundé. But to give you all Makossa connoisseurs a big hint, I'm starting this show off with one of this artist's songs, but I'm not going to tell you who. The song is called Village Amatunge. The newly married man, he wants to take his beautiful wife on their honeymoon to Amatunge, which is a village that lies on the other side of a big river. He pleads her to climb on his back. He'll swim them there himself. When a man loves a woman, the song goes, the sky is the limit. There's nothing he won't do. This is Heather. That was Village Amatunge by Makossa icon. Well, I can't tell you because he is the Makossa icon we're going to hear all about in the middle of the hour. I will say, though, that the song is the title track of this artist's 23rd album. It was released in 2013.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, here's Nobody's Business by Sarkodier featuring singer Akwaboa.
Hey, and Akwaboa is waiting for you. They want to know Bolekashi, say one drums, Bolekashi. When the party is over, I want you to come closer. You know, say, baby, I'm gonna hold you till the night is over. So would you dance with me like
nobody's business?
No, 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 no,
nobody's business.
No, 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 no,
nobody's business.
I'm gonna dance with me like
nobody's business.
Love me, baby.
Nobody's business.
God, love me.
Nobody's business.
Can't come on, cause you won't argue your
nobody's business.
Can't you hear me, baby?
Nobody's business.
Love me.
Nobody's business.
I'ma get dance with me like
nobody's business.
No, 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 no.
Nobody's business.
No, 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 no.
Nobody's business.
Yeah. Miss Potato from 2 miles away. My party not stopping cause DJ not flopping and then you just came down my way.
Let's go.
What down from the trip and then so me feel it in me so my look came okay. If you got an adjoa me di me tia do mudi and me here will be a spending me pay.
Let's go.
Baby, I got something to say. My men too, I said this a girl I'm saying. You the maker, they knock on your door. I come home, my empty the floor. Feel ya, me feel you, small. Now so me communication, you poor. Me here with number, I know the your mask. My men break a grand fan game, they will trust. Because I hold things, I can make me blast. Me say, if you have to run a tree, I go flash.
When the party is over, I want you to come closer. You know, say, baby, I'm gonna hold you. Till the night is over. So would you dance with me like
nobody's business?
No, 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 no.
Nobody's business.
No, 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 no.
Nobody's business.
Mama can dance with me like
nobody's business.
God, don't want me, baby.
Nobody's business.
Don't want me.
Nobody's business.
Can't come more cause you're not your boy.
Nobody's business.
No, 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 no.
Nobody's business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody's business.
Mama can dance with me like
nobody's business.
Just in case I don't give you a call, please remember that maybe my battery not falling, so don't you forget me at all. On the panel and turn over store. While we did you, I said we're tiny and more. You try your nasty, now we won't shed that. And I would say, Hannah, I'm watching, I will call. The chairman, hope I'm taking my folly and your crap. Me near the ninja, you know me, what do can you give me a kiss? And let me grant you a wish. Menya wuyi di, I'm not ready to switch. My checky baby, I will buy you the ish. Oh, who am I, dodo? I can't control myself. Love is a crime, I'm on time and to sell. Hold on the soon, me boosting diamonds and pearls. Or I will hunt me for you for girls. Make you no drag me to hell.
Tonight is just me and you. Just a table for two. Wanna make you my boo. It's all I really wanna do. Tonight is just me and you. On a table for two. Wanna make you my boo. That's all I really wanna do. Empty market plus and I am quiet. Don't be saying I'm a trivia. Yeah, then if I am crap ahead, I guess you forgot it. Empty market plus and I'm in quiet. Don't be saying I'm a trivia. Yeah, then if I am crap ahead, I'll be waiting till the party is over. And I want you to come closer. You know, say my baby, I'm gonna hold ya till the night is over. Yeah. So would you dance for me like
nobody's business?
No, 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 no.
Nobody's business.
No, 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 no.
Nobody's business.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Oh, yeah. That was Nobody's Business by Sarkodier. I'm Heather Maxwell. Next up is Mori Kante. He's from Kisidugu, Guinea, and his song here is called Mama. It comes off his 2004 album, Sabu.
Ah,
From Guinea. Now I'll stick with West Africa just a little longer for one last song. It's called Iniche, which means thank you in Bambara. The singer, Tiken Jafakoli, dedicates the song to his mother, thanking her for everything she's done for him. Oh, this is so sweet.
Iniche. Iniche, nawe na, kane wolo, gbele yala, kane balo, o gbele yala, kane wolo, nyani na, kane balo, o nyani na, na isarate ne bolo, neko na isarate ne bolo, na isaraye ala le bolo, na isaraye ala le bolo. Nawe na iniche iniche nawe na na isarate ne bolo neko na isarate ne bolo na isaraye ala le bolo kane wolo gbele yala kane balo gbele yala nawe na iniche iniche nawe na Soluo, anga foli bawe. Farafina musoluo, auduka foli bawe. Kauni sege. Balo bele ala kane wolo nyanina kane balo o nyanina na isarate ne bolo eko na isarate ne bolo na isaraye ala le bolo na isaraye ala le bolo nawe na iniche iniche Nawe na iniche nawe na iniche nawe na iniche Nawena.
Wonderful. Oh, I love this song. Hey, this is Heather, and you just heard Iniche by reggae artist originally from Côte d'Ivoire, but currently living in Bamako, Tikenja Fakoli.
VOA.
Coming up next, a special report from Cameroon about a Makossa icon. And my exclusive interview from Nairobi with the startup all-girl band, The Flower Project.
Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
All right, I'm back with you now, and it's time to tune in to guest reporter from CRTV in Yaoundé, Cameroon, Ate Francis. Hello, Ate.
Hello, Heather. Welcome to Yaoundé, Cameroon, where we caught up with one icon of Cameroon music who has just released an 8-track album in prelude to the celebration of his 50th anniversary in music. Emile Kangef began music the same year Music Time in Africa began, that is in 1965. But his first album came out a year later in 1966. He has 24 musical albums to his credit and has literally gone round the world to give musical concerts. Emile Kange tells us about his debut and accomplishments in Cameroon music.
The first band is Bande Noire in Idea, Ifoko Jazz in Douala. I created the first group, the Corniche in Douala. I met the Black Seal in 1970. After a tour in Europe in 1979, I created another group, they call Musée de Mamaninguba and Mobile Bonakwamo. If we are count in Cameroonian musician, I think I'm on the second place or on the first place. I play to Gabon, Kenya, Zambia, Zimbabwe, France, London, United States, 25 states that I'm already performed.
Emile Kange, whose contribution to the creation of Cameroon's best-known music genre, the Makossa, cannot be overemphasized, talks about Cameroon and African music today.
After the Congolese, the second place is the Cameroonian music. Nigeria, they don't have music, they have a life. Africans, they don't have music. The other countries, Ghana, but today, everybody want to impress yourself and want to impress your country. So I appreciate what they're doing. The younger musicians in Cameroon, they have to follow a step.
His latest 8-track album, titled Massa Chop Chop, is a melting pot of his wheel of experience in music. Emile Kange presents this album and his 50th anniversary in music celebration that is coming up.
The new album have 8 tracks. Or the event going to be in Yaoundé and Douala. After the Cameroon, it's going to be in Washington on the 4th of June. The end of June is going to be in Montreal in Canada. July is going to be in Australia.
This is how other Cameroonians see this renowned bass guitarist and singer, Emile Kange.
These are the guys that marked our own lives when we were young boys in secondary school. If there was any reason to go to the nightclub at that time, it was to go dance Emile Kange. Mm-hmm. And these are the Makossa pieces that I've been having a collection of, and I've kept the collection for years.
I heard him when I was still very small, played good Makossa, so we enjoy his music. Up till today, they don't grow old.
Emile Kange is one of those very few Cameroonian Makossa singers who has weathered the storm of time. I mean, playing good Makossa, pure and unadulterated Makossa. We have very few of them. When Emile Kange sings, it touches me.
Well, Hida, Emile Kange's 50th anniversary celebration promises to be a grand event in Yaoundé and Douala, especially when one looks at the caliber of artists that will accompany him on stage. Cameroon's Ministry of Arts and Culture and various companies are patronizing the event, and it's certain that Cameroonians in their numbers shall turn out to be part of the event planned for the end of March. Reporting from Yaoundé, Cameroon, I have been Ate Francis for Music Time in Africa.
Thanks, Ate. So now we know Emmanuel Kange is the Makossa icon in Cameroon. We started out this program today with one of Emmanuel's songs, and we'll end out that way too. A nod to Emile's 50 years of making Makossa.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, only his family.
Nice. Okay, well, let's turn now to the Flower Project. This is Nairobi's only all-girl band. They haven't released any recordings yet, but they're gigging. I met them in 2015 while I was in Nairobi, and we met around midnight in my hotel room. They were stylishly dressed and really in high spirits despite the cramped space. And the flowers crowded all around in a semicircle for this interview. They state their names.
My name is Olive Carmen.
My name is June Gashuri.
Ivy Alexander.
Momala Maluba.
Kasiva Mutua.
Angie Gashuri.
Elizabeth Mbogo.
Ivy's on guitar, and Olive and Kasiva are on improvised percussion instruments. One plays a plastic bottle of Tylenol, and the other a tin box of mints. The rest are singing.
They say don't worry about tomorrow, just take it easy, cool it down, take it slow. In life that counts of you, don't you ever let it bring you down, cause it always comes around whenever you're in doubt.
This song is called Fire. Mumala Maloba is the lead vocalist and the songwriter.
When I wrote this song, Fire, basically, it showed and tried to embody what one person can be in order to do anything they want to do and achieve anything they want to put their mind to. So you shouldn't just let people make you not do what you want to do. So basically, I should be able to look at myself in the mirror and I just see fire. I see that I can glow. I see that I can be. I see that I can do anything I put my hands to, and nothing can stop me.
Here's June Gachui, the founding member and elder sister of the whole group.
So 2 years ago, we started a little program where we said, look, to me, find female instrumentalists. And I knew Mumala already from 2012. I heard her performing. And then I saw Liz perform, and I knew Miss Olive and another Cease, who's not here, called Tindi, who's our keyboard player. And we thought, let's put a little band together and see what we could come up with. So we put some original songs and some covers, and we arranged them, and we said, let's put on a show and see what happens. And I think one of the coolest, sexiest things about it was that we were all chicks.
There's more from the Flower Project. They perform another song and discuss more changes to the group and challenges they face as female music artists. So stay tuned.
Music Time in Africa is awesome, but the Voice of America has other great music programs too. Like this one.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. North to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on The Voice of America.
It's music time in Africa
with Heather Maxwell.
All right, so to Mali we go. Guest reporter Maury Touré, a great web radio host himself of Radio Africa, he joins us to bring two top hits from Mali. Hello, Maury.
Hi, Heather. It's a pleasure to share Mali's top hit. Number two is the song Djombali, the great Abdoulaye Diabaté.
Okay, so Djombali refers to a person who's always wrong. Why? Well, it's someone who doesn't respect his parents, grandparents, doesn't respect the law, or even citizenship. It's a liar, an undisciplined person who's just selfish and completely egotistical. Abdoulaye warns, don't listen to anyone like that. Don't hang around with a Djombali. Wow, that's Djombali, number two on the charts in Bamako. Back to Maury with the number one top hit.
Now, for the number one top Malian hit, the first place is held by Sidiki Diabaté, son of the Kora Master and Grammy Award winner Tumani Diabaté. The song is Sema V, It's My Life. Sidiki mix up the roots of Zouk, Mandeng, Folk, and Kora. I am Maury Touré in Bamako for Music Time in Africa.
Nyinga telefonika, ntara namfiki bugu sanfe.
telela wale da wale ba na peu nyenga telephone ta ntara viber sanfe nenye bula uda bene ga vila ne mune kila ne mune fima bima goma hine ube kalu neila mini chinye bole bima goma hine unyata na yele futu waye numa fo ubo tia mbega bebe fe bebe fana bene fe anu menyo fe mbega bebe fe bebe fana bene fe angari yoye fido beni gavido ita mandala ngati tala jese mavi se mavi fido beni gavido ita mandala ngati tala jese mavi bama kukani de beni gavido bama kukani de wabebe bedo libe nafu dumana libe jarabi dumana Ikadika baby, Ika baby nikadi. Aterube do foye, neterube do foye. Viber be prevu envoye, Facebook be prevu partage.
Walai.
Kele fou benare, mana fou benare. Edu mano, no fiki viber tika tu suka si regle. Ue du mano, kone me soko no Facebook ti satisfait. Anga love to manke, anga kumaga to manuke, anga fit manuke, ika viber se wala. Baby, Facebook se wala, ubuda duga love to wala, kasoro unye binga bebela.
Akuku kono di.
Unye binga bebela, eh, kasoro ika bebe nege bula, imano na ya, ige nela, mo bebe. Anganga vide kasro sentala Vido, benika vido Ita mandala ngati tala che se mavi Se mavi Vido, vido Benika vido Benika vido Ita mandala ngati tala che se mavi Kokumalame, aunta kokumalame Kokumalame, aunta kokumalame Kokumalame Au te fega mi albo ye Kokumalame Au te fega mi me albo me Kokumalame
All right, that was Say Ma Vie by Sidiki Diabaté, the number one top hit in Bamako today and presented by Maury Touré. You're with Heather. This is Music Time in Africa. Soon we'll return to my interview with the Flower Project and hear more of their live music. But first, let's listen to Traffic Jam by Adoma.
Adoma.
Easy, easy, easy.
It's my jam, it's my jam. Easy, easy, easy. Yeah, yeah.
Ow.
Radio inside. I want to make you move to the beat, make I buy you story, right?
fridge, you I get bread. As far as one city coin, who we own, you I just miss. I take out the coins in my pocket where you make it. So I do walk for road. Where I do plan what I go buy. But as I reach there, no. I see, see my money lost. But I no get no worries. I still the hunger struggle. So I beg me quick cool.
That was Adoma with Traffic Jam. This is Heather.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Now it's back to my special feature this week from Nairobi, The Flower Project. This is an 8-piece, all-female or all-chick band, as June Gachui and leader of the group likes to say. I met them in Nairobi in 2015 for an in-house interview right in my hotel room. It was cool. Just us chicks. Earlier, June introduced six of the sisters, and now here she adds the last two and her own philosophy of the group.
And then this year, we thought it would be cool to add more sisters to the mix, and we got Kasiva on percussions and Miss Ivy to join the family. So these are our new babies. But they added such color to our set. And so that's really the genesis of it. And it was really just, it's not just about girl power. We want to be great musicians, full stop. Not because we're chicks, not because we're female, not because of anything other than the fact that we're passionate about music and that we can actually play and we can actually sing. And that's what should shine.
That's June Gachui speaking about the Flower Project, and here she's singing lead vocals to her original song called You Should Love Me Too.
I should love you, 'cause you belong to her. You can't be my baby, 'cause you're already hers. From the day we met, you say you were seeing someone. I didn't know what to do. I should love you, 'cause you're not mine. My mind understands, but my heart is taking time. I gotta figure out what to do to help me get over you. Oh, what to do, what to do.
taking places in your mind. Where you at?
Where you at?
I'm that kind of girl.
I'm that kind of girl.
Did you ever love a girl? Where you at?
Where you at?
Had your heart skip a beat? Where you at?
Where you at?
Take some places in your mind. Where you at?
Where you at?
Be that kind of guy.
I think the real scenario really has been that they are impressed, because I don't think people have tried to do this kind of a set or this kind of an arrangement before, where we are exploring original songs and covers. We are putting a show together where it's a production. It's not just the music. We get dressed up. We try and choreograph a few things that doesn't always work out. But we're working on that. And I think it's the effort that we put behind the work. And I think that's what people see. I also think there's an element of, I wonder what this thing is. Because it's not like we're, I think we can all safely say we're not like mainstream celebrities, I think. So we're all sort of like musicians first. So we don't all have, you know, crazy albums out and, you know, singles that have a million views on YouTube. So there's a curiosity that's positive. And then when they come, they're like, this is really interesting. And I think there's, even the boys feel like these are our sisters, and they come to the shows, they support us. A few of them want to join the band. I told them they're missing some essentials.
I didn't think that it would be so hard to let you down, but don't go. Oh, what to do, what to do? I don't have the right to ask you to love me.
I don't have the right
to.
Listening to The Flower Project live from Nairobi, Kenya. That was June Gachui singing lead vocals on You Should Love Me Too. There's more of this to come, but first, I've got plenty love for you. Wandeko.
right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather, and that was Wande Cole with Plenty Love.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa, through its own music. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com. Again, that's musictime@voanews.com.
Back to the Flower Project. We're all together in Nairobi. Now, this was last September, and all seven musicians and me were there for the interview. I was curious about how Kenyan audiences react to their all-female act. Here's Angie Gachui, vocalist and June Gachui's younger sister.
I think we've had a lot of surprise reactions. Some people are like, really? There's a girl on the drums? And she's cute. yeah, girl. I think the one that's been most impressive is at our last show, I had probably about three conversations with people whose nieces play instruments or their sisters play instruments. They're like, you need to hook up with this girl. She's a wonderful musician and you guys could teach her so much. And so seeing people acknowledging the art behind what we do and that it's wholesome and that it's fun and this is something that they would want their younger siblings or nieces to do, I think that's just ridiculously inspirational. And that's the one reaction that I'll take away with me.
That was Angie Gachui responding to my question about how do people react to their all-girl group in Nairobi. Vocalist Elizabeth Imbongo had this to say.
Similar to what she said, I think it's just people just like so blown away with the fact that we're all women and we're really working hard towards like being brilliant in what we do. I mean, it's been a journey. Like, for example, from the moment we had our first show till now, mm-hmm. It's a big difference. So we're all growing together and people can see that and they appreciate it. And it's inspirational to people, so it's cool.
This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell and you're listening to an interview with The Flower Project, an all-female R&B band based in Nairobi. Now back to the scene. It's past midnight in Nairobi. Seven Kenyan ladies and I are sitting on the edge of the bed on chairs and on the floor of my hotel room. They're in a semicircle, voices warmed and ready to sing. There's an acoustic guitar and two ad hoc percussion instruments, a tin mint box with some mints in it, and a half-full plastic Tylenol bottle. They've performed a few songs already, and now they're describing what it's like to be an all-girl band in Nairobi. We've heard from three of the singers already who've described it mostly as a very positive experience. But here's Kasiva Mutua, the djembe player of the project. She talks frankly about the challenges that she and her bandmate, drum set player Olive, share. As percussionists, both Olive and Kasiva are really swimming upstream. Well, they're going against the flow of deep-rooted tradition, whereby men are the drummers, not women.
In the setup that we are artists by ourselves, sometimes, you know, we play with different bands, or you just decide to do your own act. Then we get criticisms. Then we get bashed in by men sometimes. And, I mean, it can be rough. I personally have been bashed in tons of times, and I have had to, you know, come out and defend myself. And, you know, you have to put in a lot of work and practice to make sure that what they said is not true. Because as much as they feel you're a woman, you have to prove that you can play that instrument as well as a man can do. And then when you're on that stage, then you can tell them to bring it on, you know? When they bring it on, you have something to say because you know you did it as good as he did or even better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as instrumentalists, it's not easy and sometimes we get really bad. Olive has been bashed in a couple of times. We've been to her defense a couple of times on social media and, you know, just in panels where drummers just feel, oh, you know, she... Who is this? Who does she think she is, you know? And then you come to her defense and you know, that feeling of being bashed in sometimes, it can really get to you. And then, you know, when you sit alone, you feel like, oh, I need to probably put in more practice and I need to play harder and just do this as good as they do so that when I go on stage, they have nothing against me.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa. This is Kasiva Matua, djembe player and percussionist with The Flower Project, Nairobi, Kenya.
It's tremendously difficult to be a female percussionist. It's been crazy. I am so happy doing it. I mean, I stand proud and tell people I have a degree in journalism and I ditched all that to become a percussionist because it really makes me happy. I've been, you know, secluded by society, sometimes by family. But because this is what really, really makes me happy, it's not what I choose, it's me.
It chose me,
yes. Percussion chose me. I didn't choose it. It sets me free. I call it my zone, and my zone is a very happy place. It's my heaven.
That's Kasiva Matua, djembe player for The Flower Project. And that concludes my interview with this all-girl Nairobi-based band. I'm Heather Maxwell. All right, that wraps up this edition of Music Time in Africa. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the show. And thanks to our guest reporters, Ate Francis and Maury Touré. Also, to The Flower Project for according me that great interview. I leave you with Emil Kange, again, the Makossa master who's celebrating his 50 years of making music this month in Cameroon. Meet me back here next week, Friday at 0900, Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Stay well, people, and stay blessed. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa.